The aptly named Birdie Kim won the U.S. Women's Open Golf Championship yesterday with a dramatic one-under-par birdie on the final hole. Kim is a relatively unknown 23-year-old from South Korea. In the end, she stole the spotlight, both from favorite Annika Sorenstam and a group of American teenagers who mastered the Cherry Hills golf course near Denver until the final day. NPR's Tom Goldman was there.
Joo-young Kim changed her name to Birdie last year to distinguish herself from all the other players named Kim on the Women's Pro Tour. But after what Birdie did yesterday on the golf course, she could have no name and still be remembered for a long time. Tied for the lead with 17-year-old American Morgan Pressel, Kim blasted out of a sand trap next to the 18th green, and her ball rolled into the cup about 30 feet away. A birdie for Birdie, who spoke in halting English about the shot that won the biggest championship in women's golf.
Just amazing. I didn't try to make it. That's why I was surprised, and maybe God helped me. That's why I can make.
Although Kim said she was never good in sand traps, her caddy was more charitable. Miles Nixon said he doesn't offer advice when Kim's in the sand because he said she creates the most imaginative shots.
So when she goes in the bunker, I let her do her own thing. And she hit that shot, and it was just, once I saw it release, I thought that might have a chance. And then it just dropped. Most unbelievable thing I've ever seen.
And a pretty unbelievable victory. According to Nixon, Kim won just $9,000 last year and was forced to go back to qualifying school to regain her tour eligibility. Now she's got a huge trophy and a first-place check of more than $500,000. There was no prize money for second place, which ended up a tie between two amateurs, Brittany Lang and Morgan Pressel. Pressel was one of three teenagers who surged to the top of the leaderboard Saturday, prompting talk of a youth revolution in women's golf. But yesterday, 18-year-old Paula Creamer and 15-year-old Michelle Wee faded in the standings. Pressel had hopes of winning as she walked up the final fairway, but then she saw Kim's shot.
It's just like, I can't believe that actually just happened. So,
Pressel cried through her post-match press conference, dispelling the notion that all top golfers are emotionless and bland. It was suggested over the weekend by a veteran player that Pressel and the other teens were playing so well because they had nothing to lose. Yesterday, Pressel sounded as if she lost a lot.
It's disappointing. You know, I wanted to win. And yeah, I mean, I finished second, but I'm not holding the trophy. So,
you got a medal, though.
It's not the trophy.
That trophy was way out of reach for Annika Sorenstam, who'd spoken confidently of winning the Open as part of her quest to win the Grand Slam, the four major championships in women's golf. But Sunday, Sorenstam heard too much of this and not enough of this.
You know, my game plan today was to be a little bit more aggressive, Well, it totally backfired, let's put it that way.
To put it indelicately, the greatest player in women's golf hacked her way around the Cherry Hills course Sunday, spraying shots into the thick rough along the fairways and missing way too many putts. She tried hard, she said, but just couldn't get any momentum going through the week. Can one person still win the Grand Slam in a single year, she was asked. Yes, she said, I do think it's possible. She just didn't say who. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Denver.